It's 7 o'clock. It's Thursday night. I'm Mac James, stand-up comic, and it's time for Stand Up for News.
This is a jingle.
Welcome back, Nation. Welcome back, Nation, to another amazing, adventurous episode of Stand Up for News. I am Mac James, stand-up comedian. This is my co-host, stand-up comedian Robin Savage. Say hello.
Hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. It is awesome to be back here again yet on another Thursday fun day.
I'm glad you're back. No Captain Jim tonight, no Manny Avila, but we do have special guest stand-up comic Thomas Nicola. Say yes, hello, sir. Thomas Nicola.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. Thank you for having me.
You brought a guest with you, didn't you?
This is my lovely wife, Amber Nicola.
Welcome, Amber Nicola. So, you were at Dave & Buster's week two, round two for the final four April Fool's Month best set comedy contest type thing. Took second place. Was that week one? I'm sorry.
Week one.
Week one.
Yeah, April 1st.
So, you are welcome to compete again till you place. One more week to be able to place
next
first.
Next week, I think. Next Monday, we'll be there.
If you're coming in. So that was great. So I asked the judges. I didn't get to watch anyone's set. I worked there. Oh, it's failing to connect. I worked there. I bartend, and they asked me if I want to help them out, make a little fun stuff happen there. So that's what we've been doing at Dave & Buster's. I got my bracelet on. So, they're our sponsor.
That was a great time.
So you place second. I was talking to the judge who was also the feature, Ants Rants, and I was talking to the other judge, Russell Mania Stars, and some audience people. And what Ants said, he's like, I think the nerd should win. I'm like, which one's the nerd? He's like, that guy over here. I'm like, oh, yeah. I didn't think you were. But then you walk in with a smoking wife, hot wife here with tattoos and cowboy boots and stuff. I'm whoa, is that his sister or something? He had me convinced you were a nerd.
I didn't think you
were a nerd.
No, man, thank you. I am a huge nerd, dude. I'm a huge nerd.
Nice. You like nerds, Amber?
Oh, yeah. She's got Star Wars. Yeah, I'm married a nerd, too, man. She's got Star Wars tattoos, Skyrim tattoos.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
sweet.
Dude.
I love Star
Wars. A little bit of everything. We got matching Vault Hunter tattoos.
You got tattoos as well?
Oh, yeah, man.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? I'm like, my mom was a hippie and raised me on Led Zeppelin and rock and roll, so.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I like to dress nice to feel nice, but I'm like that.
I think it's just the Malcolm X glasses.
I had
a pair of those in middle school that, because I was a ward of the state, you got to look in a box to pick out your frames. You didn't get to look at a wall.
No way.
They were all donated, and I took the Malcolm X ones.
Damn.
Did
you have to like check the lenses too, or
no? They give you the
lenses.
The frames were donated. Yeah.
And okay.
Could you imagine you had to pick out the ones that only were your prescription though?
Yeah.
No. Fortunately, they state paid for the lenses.
like Seinfeld at the movie counter.
Yeah.
Anyone on this?
Thanks for reminding me, but
thanks for reminding
my time in foster care.
Because
my mom was manic depressive, bipolar, schizophrenia.
Amen,
my dad had us put into a foster care home.
Yeah, that happens. My mom had the same problem, but the state never caught her.
Have a mom.
That's the only way she got away with it.
She just jammed Zeppelin.
Exactly. No, my brother had the problems. Like he definitely got took up by the state in upstate New York.
Oh,
wow. He's on.
That happened to my brother too, because it was the same reason.
Yeah, amen, man. They can't all be winners. You know what I mean?
We can't all have mommies. I got mom over here. Robin's my new mom.
Amen, man. What's up, mommy?
So when did you start doing stand-up comedy, my dog?
Officially in October.
October?
Yeah, in October this year.
That is amazing.
That's really impressive.
And was that at Ordinance 1? I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah, Ordinance 1.
Yeah, we're all... that's great.
I love it. Yeah. You know, Stefano's puts on a great show.
He's a really great host.
And BJ with the owner of Ordinance 1 also does an amazing job with the comedy.
There's a lot of talent in your area.
Yeah, man.
Busting out, making the Tampa area look bad. St. Pete's still strong.
Yeah. Tampa, Orlando, St. Pete. Jacksonville's got a good crowd, too. I started in October, but I had done stand-up before in, like, 2019, before COVID, like, the summer, right? And it was real early. I probably did it 3 or 4 months, and I only ever went to the Improv back then in Ybor.
Okay.
And I went to the Improv at Ybor, and I went to some club in St. Pete a couple times. And back then it was, like, you wouldn't get on 1 week, and if you showed up again the next week, you know, you'd get on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been 7 times in a row.
Yeah, exactly, man. You go 4 or 5 times, and then you get put on at the back of the half of the show, and there's you and 4 other comics. Yeah. So it's like, I don't like to like claim any of that as experience.
We've all been there, bud.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm like,
gotta claim it. But
yeah, but I'm not gonna be like, I did 3 months in 2019. COVID. Yeah, dude.
Just
for real.
Went solid since October, and apparently it's paid off. You took second place. He's won $100 gift prize basket or something like that.
Yeah, dude. We won like 200 tokens at Dave and Buster's. My kids loved it.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
And my first trophy, I call it little plastic.
Too?
Yeah, 2 little girls, man.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Two
you guys girls. Don't look old enough to have kids.
I know.
You're both very young looking.
Thank you. Yeah.
I think I saw you in Palm Harbor, too. Did Stefano have...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you saw that show? Sorry about that.
Oh, I'm sorry about mine. It wasn't like a great...
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like a shining moment for me either.
No, it's okay. We have a script, you know, like we work hard, and you know, everybody works on it, like just stick to the plan. Oh yeah, that resonates. You know, stick to the plan, and I like had 5 tequila sunrises. Did not stick to the plan, you know, so I tripped on the way up there. I did a little jig, and we got off stage, and she just was like, she sat way in the back, but she was trying to give me the like kill it signal the whole time, like, what are you doing? And I came up, she's like, you didn't do any of the jokes, and I was like, I don't know what else. She's like, 5 is too many, never again. So now I'm like, 5 is too many.
Five jokes or 5 minutes?
5 tequila sunrises.
You kind of have to have a really tight 5 tequila. Yeah.
I don't like to drink before stage work anymore either. If it's just a crappy open mic, it's different.
Yeah. I love the vibe. You know, you got to just be relaxed and fun, but like also maintain a focus of, all right, I'm here to recite material, you know, I'm here to either figure out does this word work any better or material, you know, I'm here to either figure out does this word work any better or less than this other word did yesterday.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it's like
it's a big difference when you do rearrange words.
Yeah.
Now
change shorten syllables. It's a big difference when you do rearrange words.
Yeah.
Now
change shorten syllables speeds up things, stuff like that.
Yeah, and then learn
ahead,
like
Robin,
how many beats, you know, like you have to, you know, maybe wait a couple beats to jump to the punchline. So I've seen you twice, and a lot of your kind of content is about you being a EMR, which is quite interesting. So how did you, because it's got to be, I mean, I know you can find some fun stuff, but it's got to be a pretty serious job.
Yeah,
it's got to be
a
pretty emotional job at times.
Yeah, ask her, hey, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Welcome,
dude, good to see you. I didn't know you were going to be here today. Heck yeah.
Our music director for
Christopher
Santa Fe's Radio.
I love Christopher.
Welcome back, Chris.
Yeah.
Guitarist,
you know, extraordinary.
Yeah, I've seen him at Dave and Buster's, man. He's the guitarist.
The collector of Starlight.
Yeah. That's right.
And
awesome.
My best friend in the whole world. And if we walk to Vegas, we walk to Vegas.
That's cute, man. Hell yeah, dude.
Walk to Vegas with.
Yeah,
me and Chris have been through some stuff together, boys.
That's cool, man.
So...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to move this along a little quicker.
Sure.
So where's your favorite place you ever did? The best set you ever had, where was it?
Oh, man, the best set I ever had? Jeez. Oh, well, one time it was at work, and I recently, like, received a promotion, and so some people got several other people to come to, like, my station, and probably had, like, a crowd of, like, 10 or 12 of my friends there.
Oh.
And like several of my bosses, right?
And
I do the round of applause, you know, and you never thought he'd make it this far. Yeah, they're giving me their ribbon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my friend's next to me, he's like, you gotta give a speech. And I'm like, I'm already like put off by this, because I initially thought it was just gonna be like one crew that was gonna come over. No, it ends up being like 5 or 6 different crews, the battalion chief, right? And I'm like, oh my God, no. So he's like, do the thing. And so it gets around to me, and they're like, obviously I got to do a speech now. So I, only way to make this, because they always form this big school circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the only, and I'm a super short guy, so the only thing in my imagination that was going to like make it funnier was I just stood on an office chair that was like in the bay right there, just like one of these office swivel chairs.
Uh-huh.
And I had my friend like hold it. And so I stand up on it, and I like give my speech, and I actually do one of the jokes that I on set. Yeah, I actually do one of my songs. I call it Sad Guru. I do Sad Guru. Like, I do it like, oh, thanks for, you know, da-da-da. I do, like, I lure a man, and then I start with Sad Guru, and it, like, it delivers and kills, and it was just like, there was so much pressure.
Can you say the joke?
It's not PG.
Okay,
it's not clean for the radio, man.
We don't say naughty words, though.
You got to come see me. You can come see me. Dave and Buster's the 22nd. We got Title
the 22nd
on
the and
Sunday.
The 29th are the last two mm-hmm. open mics. The 22nd is the last Monday that a comedian can sign up to face for, you know, if you win first, you get to go to the final four. The final four will face off on the 29th. We have a magician that's going to be a feature instead of a comedian. That's also he's kind of a comedian magician, and then Vinny Natale. He's been working with me, entertainment directing with me, kind of showing me how to do this because they're going to be helping me move a little forward in a different department now that I work at Dave & Buster's and they have me doing this. I think so. He's going to be hosting our guest host that night.
Okay.
Stand Up for News will all be there to perform. Christopher Wright and Professor Jay will be there to rock the show in the
heck yeah.
Bringing up our comics with live kick butt tunes, you know.
I'm going to sing the whole time.
And beats. And then the winner of that mic will still get the $150 prize, and they will get to host or pick an opening spot for the first showcase we have there.
That's awesome.
And then we're going to move into another phase. If we do open mics again, it will not be a competition until next April again.
Okay, for April Fools.
That's how I think forwardly when it comes to these big things. So then we'll be moving in. You know, they will hold the title belt for a year. The title belt might not be there by the time they win, but we have it all in the process. It's been customized, made, paid. We just don't have it. It might not be there, so I might have to go get like a trophy made or something until it comes in. They're expensive.
Not trophy. You just glue
Dave
stuff together.
Dave & Buster's got $6.8 billion to work with, you know, a corporation like them. So we'll have this belt in, and we'll be presenting it at probably the showcase.
Heck yeah.
But we will get the trophy made and a big prize for the winner. And the open mic winner will get to pick a host spot. Plus, they're going to get a feature or opening spot featuring, you know, type thing or host. We'll see who wants to do what.
The fifth week
open micer will not be in the finals, but they can be in the finals next year, maybe, or something like that automatically. And I don't know.
Okay.
If they're still around, who knows?
Can I just say one thing, James?
Go ahead. I'm kidding.
Kudos to you. You work really hard on this. I think you've kind of brought everyone together, not just from Tampa, but Pasco County. You've even got some folks coming down from, you know, Lakeland and Orlando.
But wait, there's more.
Oh.
You know, I said maybe we could even have Stand Up for News Live or Stand Up Live present hosted by Dave & Buster's in other cities, remember?
Oh.
Remember when I told you that?
Other cities.
Well, yesterday, after seeing the success from the first three or four shows we've had there now, going to be four, they said, hey, let's move this to the next city.
Ooh,
so now I'm in the process of talking to two people that run it. I talked to them today. Okay, I can't tell the names of the cities or it might not come to fruition.
No, it's how you speak
into
existence.
I'm just saying I've been asked.
Yeah.
And that might or might not be one of them.
We're looking to expand.
But I do have two people. Okay, I'm not going to, I don't want to, what do you call it, jinx something I don't care about. Because my philosophy in life is to not care about things and to not have feelings. I don't care or feel anything. These things just happen because the universe wants me to have them.
Yeah.
But then it also wants to take something else away to remain balanced.
Sacrifice.
So without caring or feeling, they can't affect me. Mm-hmm. So they throw it at me. I don't care. It goes away. I don't care.
Very stoic.
And that is my defense mechanism.
James is a very healthy person.
Are you into philosophy?
It is the IDC philosophy. It'll work for you because it works for me.
That's my favorite kind of root beer.
And you have to not care. When people are like, well, what about when you got to choose this or this? Well, you're not choosing what you care about more in that situation. You're caring about, you're choosing to care what you care about less. I mean, you know, not caring about, well, you just got to say, which one do I care less about? Right now, I care less about talking about Dave & Buster's anymore. And I care less about, instead, standing up for the news.
Amen.
Did you guys bring some stuff to stand up for the news for? Because the news was born without any legs. It's born in a wheelchair. Can't stand up for itself. Bullies try to shake it down for lunch money. So the news calls us here at WTAN, at Stand Up for News Radio, TAN Talk Radio, 727-441-3000. Pap, you can call in about 20 minutes.
I think it's Pop.
Are you ready to stand
pop,
up for the news, you guys?
Pop, call me, dog.
All right. Well, I'm going to start out with this story here. I need my brand new readers. They're pretty cool. Look how fancy they are, Mom.
Nice.
You think they would make me look handsome, Chris?
Those
You're looking pretty handsome, too, now that I can see better. You're looking real good, bud. Your turn. You're supposed to say, "Hey, what are you trying to say?"
What are you trying to say, James? You're trying to hit on me?
No. Don't be silly, Chris. These are only bifocals. These aren't gay focals.
Nice.
At least you make gay focals, right? We could sell the heck out of them. Would you guys buy gay focals?
I would.
They call like gay friends or
they
something.
They call them trifocals.
Yeah, I don't think that's maybe it's a new thing. Trisexuals. Mm-hmm. All right. In Booty, Montana, a circus elephant goes off on the lamb. And when a car backfires, and it takes itself a walk down the busiest main street for 2 hours till they wrangled it up, and it later performed twice. I hope that lamb is okay, though.
I also
that lamb was like, "Hey, knock it off!" Yeah. Those are lamb chops. You know? Go ahead, Mom. Your turn. What do you got? Breaking news.
Yeah, I'm going to stand up for elephant news. I saw that same report. So a circus elephant broke free during an outdoor bath in Butte, Montana.
Where's that?
Butte.
Is that by Booty, Montana?
Yeah, I'm thinking Booty and Booty.
It's a tomato thing.
Oh. You're saying it wrong, Robin.
Are you sure?
Hey, I have another mic, bro. I brought one.
So the elephant was startled by the vehicle. She was able to crash through a barrier and was seen wandering through traffic. Although she had several interactions with cars, no trunks were harmed during this outing.
There we go. Okay, now, go ahead, Thomas, Nicola. Right, stand up for the news.
Mine's kind of like a bit with like three things on it, right? So we got to stay in topic here. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This just in. Boeing whistleblower Sam Seltzer, an engineer with the company for over 17 years, states 787 Dreamliners are at risk for breaking apart after prolonged use because, quote, "we built them for JetBlue." When he reported this to his superiors, they reassigned him to a different aircraft, where he encountered a similar problem. In testimony, he claims the fuel tank assembly is likely to fail because a dog ate that part of the instructions. Boeing's official response to the allegation is that Mr. Seltzer is a liar, liar, can't prove the plane will catch on fire.
Forgive Chris tuning his guitar in between. He's going to play us a song like he always does. Uh-oh. I don't mind when he does it. Just let you know.
Oh, no. I already got a call.
Oh, yay.
I don't know. Yes,
Max. Oh, you got a call.
I have a call. Who am I speaking with?
Dan?
Is it Pop Pop?
Pop Pop.
Yeah, it's Scuba.
It's Scuba.
Oh, hey,
Scuba, what's up, my dog? How are we doing?
I just wanted to shout out Thomas Nicola. I have, he obviously he's a firefighter.
Yeah.
Where he's at. I just want to say that I have his calendar. I carry it around in my wallet.
You got the wallet size one.
Yeah, it's a signed copy.
That's the only one he fits on.
So you have his face like facing in on your backside in your wallet in your back pocket, right?
Did you do like a sexy fireman calendar shoot? Is that what he's giving you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's fake soot on my face.
Oh,
I've always got Stefano 6. Fake that's where he's going. I love you, Stefano. That's awesome, man.
Stefano's got a show coming up. We're going to cut an ad for it. We're going to sponsor it with an ad that's going to run the week before of. And Scuba, you want to tell us about it real quick? We'll get that going real quick. Start ball rolling.
Yeah, signed to you guys as guest host. After our event that you guys will find out in the future, we're going to have an after party at Ordnance 1.
Oh, and, we like after parties.
Yep.
Thomas, Nicola, and Jacoby are going to guest host a late night after party dirty open mic.
Ah.
Yep. So after a
dirty
show.
Material, and it's going to be a good time to kind of have a little bit of fun.
You want to hear one of my new ones from this week? A new story?
Let's hear it, bro.
All right. Okay. A bishop was stabbed during a sermon in Sydney, Australia. Did we talk about that yet?
I don't think so.
During his sermon. Yeah, the bishops say he forgives his attacker also. Also, he quoted, you call that a knife? That ain't a knife. Apparently, the attacker yelled, "Checkmate," and was dressed as a horse.
I love chess.
You like that one? Chess? You ever tried playing chess in Australia? Oh, man, it's real hard. I went and played chess in Australia with this guy. He stabbed me, actually, afterwards. So I was, like, playing chess, and it was my turn, and I was like, "Ch-ch-ch-ch. All right, you go ahead." And then he's like, "All right, checkmate." I'm like, "Whoa, buddy, I can still move over there, though. Look." He's like, "No, checkmate." I'm like, nah, but I can still move over here, though, you know? And he's like, checkmate. And I was like, nah, what about here? He's like, checkmate, mate.
Oh, dun-dun-dun. She doesn't laugh like a mom, too.
She won't laugh if it's not funny.
Stefano, I love you. Thank you for the plug, man. You guys got to come see us. So so back to Stefano's show. He's got a show the 31st.
People love that show.
Yes. Yeah, so the 31st, he's got a show at the Newport Richey
theater,
right?
Yeah.
After that show, all the comics are invited out. Anybody who's looking to get some open mic time. Yeah, we're doing an open mic where it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to say it twice now?
Yeah, man, we're doing it 14 times, Doug. Yeah.
We're going to say it more.
I have a book I'm writing.
I would imagine we'll have to be clean for the theater and then be
it's
dirty
very
for
clean.
The after party. Okay.
I think so. It's like they're doing like a competition thing at the theater. It's like two different things.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool.
Okay. That should be a
it's
fun.
It's going to be awesome, man. Thomas DeCole is still there. A great host for a dirty show. I ran into Thomas at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
And he was dressed up as a pirate screaming, "There's semen on my poop deck." My poop deck.
You guys are awesome. Jim, right?
Yeah. I love you. Every year, that's how I try to get them to hire me. I just show up as a different character that I can. I showcase. Hey, look, this kind of character I could be with. They never call me back. So if there's anybody at the Renaissance Festival looking for a character actor, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
I can be anything you need, any kind of animal.
Are you looking for me booty?
Yeah, anything.
Okay, back to the news. Robin, it's your turn. What's breaking?
Okay, before the show, we were talking about Alaska, so I thought I would read this one. The Alaska Department of Transportation is using four-legged robots that they disguised as fox or coyotes to keep other smaller animals from crossing or loitering on airport runways. Now, the robots have reduced the amount of animals being killed by landing planes, but have increased the amount of planes crashing into the robots. So, it's a yin and yang thing.
Amen.
Over to you, Thomas Nicola.
All right. In other news, the NBA recently banned Jontay Porter for life over a gambling scandal.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The investigation concluded that Mr. Porter had bet on over 13 games involving his team's team losing. Jontay denied any remorse for his actions, stating, "I would have gotten away with it, not for those pesky kids and their smelly dog."
He's right there.
The lead investigator, Fred Herman, discovered Porter skullduggery while witnessing Porter teaching a white man how to jump.
Hey, get the whistle out, bud. Give him one of those.
However, the charges are likely to be dropped because Jontay was riding the bench for all the games. And he won me $1,000.
Oh, that's always a plus.
I like it that you use the word skullduggery in your jokes.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that took me 45 minutes to find the right word.
Like,
you know?
Scallywag is one of my favorite words.
Like, I had to Google it too to make sure. I was like, that works. All right, it's like suspicious behavior. I'm like, all right.
Speaking of scallywags, a St. Pete man was apprehended after shooting his now deceased wife and then following the ambulance after the police had gotten to the scene, taking her to the hospital where she had died. But before he was taken out by the police in a wall of decorative rocks. I guess apparently he was also an injury lawyer attorney guy, you know. So he was trying to. He's an ambulance chaser.
He's an ambulance chaser and an attorney.
Apparently he also hit rock bottom.
Aw, there it is. Perfect.
You like that one?
I did. That was a pretty good one.
That's what happened, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't write a joke about it, but I did read that story, and I thought, how mad can you be at someone? Like, you already shot them, and then you're chasing down the ambulance.
Well, he's
just
trying to get
them.
A job. I mean,
he's
an attorney.
He's an
also.
Chaser. Yeah.
Go ahead, Mom. Okay. What else is in the news?
More crazy Florida people. Nice. A Florida man cracked open a beer after he shot a gun near police officers last night in Port Orange, Florida. Police later arrested the man for using a firearm while under the influence of alcohol. The Florida man protested the charge, saying, "I wasn't under the influence. I was only drinking beer. If I wanted to shoot someone, I would have switched to Jack Daniels."
My friend the other day at the mic he was signed up for, he also took second place. I'm not going to say his name in this story, though. At the next one, he took second place. You know who he is, you
I
guys.
I do, I do.
So he said, I said, "Do you want another beer?" He's like, I was like, "I'll get you a Yingling." He's like, "No, give me a Bud Light. I got to sober up."
Amen. It's half water, man.
His initials, they're also like Hitler's private army.
Yeah, I was going to say.
SS initials. I'm not going to say his name today, though.
That's a weird
thing. Will be probably, I don't know if he's given up his spot to compete again for the Final Four or not.
Oh, I did see.
He has an automatic spot if you placed second or third in any of the first cool. 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
I did see on the chat he said he gave up his spot, but maybe he'll change his mind.
Hopefully he does. Go ahead, Mom. Back to the news.
Prince Harry registers himself as an American resident as a celebration for being an American. He ate a hamburger, a hot dog, and stocked up on ammunition. So welcome to America, Harry.
Man, man, dude.
Nice, nice.
I got one here. NASA recently spent $11 billion to return a rock from Mars. This is still not as expensive as Hunter Biden's rock problems.
All right, give him a whistle. Chris is on
his phone.
Catch HPV. I'm dealing with a little bit of business right now.
Business as usual.
Show me the money.
All right. Florida Governor DeSantis signs a bill allowing chaplains in public schools, except no Satanists. He has gone out of his way to say, I will not allow them to be a religion that's accepted to have chaplainism. Kind of like how God banned Lucifer from heaven. Coincidence? Or dare I say, DeSantis Christ?
Yeah, pull it back. I like that.
Mom?
Members of the Kennedy family have publicly endorsed President Biden on Thursday. This was particularly insulting to their relative, Robert Kennedy Jr., who's running for president as an independent. The public action is expected to cause a deep rift in the family and make for a super weird Thanksgiving.
So. I have to tag with that. 12 You know, they said 12 Kennedy family members, it was 12 of them, publicly endorse Joe Biden instead of RFK, you know, Robert Jr.
Yeah.
He said he didn't care anyway. They're a bunch of filthy scumbags, and he calls them the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah,
the Dirty Dozen say, we're just trying not to get shot. So we're going to endorse Joe.
Yeah, the Kennedys don't have the best of luck in politics.
And bullets.
You're in bullets, yeah. Even
theaters? No, that's somebody else.
Yeah, are driving down the street in a convertible. Don't want to look on that either. Uh-huh. There's a lot of not so good stuff.
They just don't want to get shot. Go ahead, Thomas. What else is in the news?
Oh, man. So you guys know 420 is right around the corner,
yeah,
right? So stoners everywhere are preparing to celebrate 420. Which coincidentally was Hitler's birthday and the 25th anniversary of Columbine. Yeah, that is, of course, if they can use a calendar and remember to set an alarm.
I always forget. It's Hitler's birthday for real?
Yeah, 420 is Hitler's birthday.
I would never know that before. I'm like, I don't care. I'm remembering. You know, now I'm buying him a present.
Yeah. He was a naughty boy this year. He's not getting a Christmas
Facebook,
present.
Facebook, you know. I'm not even friends with him on Facebook, first of all.
It's weird how
would
like
I ever be.
1932, Santa had the list, and he was like, all right, he's not so bad. And then 1934, he was like, that's a naughty boy.
Yeah. What happened to a lump of coal, Santa?
He took it and he put it on his head.
Way too far. Way too far.
Back to topic here. Momentum is growing to remove Johnson as speaker. Did you hear about that? Well, sometimes mine does the thinking for me and the speaking, but there's no way that I would ever remove Johnson.
Today,
you like that one, Mom?
I did. Yeah.
That was funny.
Chris has the most objective opinion. That was funny. That's a good one. He doesn't laugh, he just tells you.
Chris has the best laugh, though. Make him laugh, Mom.
Okay, the U.S. Space Force will be building a spacecraft that will aid other spaceships that need refueling on long missions. Much like the Earth's refueling station, this will provide light snacks, beverages, and sketchy employees, all while charging you over inflated prices. It's like a gas station, but it's in the space.
Yeah.
Space Force is putting it up there.
I joined Space Force, Mom.
Did you?
I'm the admiral of my own Starfleet.
Oh, congrats.
It's like fantasy football.
I killed some Martians. I'm probably even going to be the first man ever to inhabit Uranus.
Oh.
It's the planet in the solar system.
Yes.
Not what you're thinking, Chris. Back to you, Thomas Nicole.
A recent poll in Florida is gaining traction. There's a tradition online. They want to change the term weatherman to whatever man. Due to the bipolar nature of the climate.
500 ballerinas from as young as 9 years old break a world record for the most people on their tiptoes for 1 minute. Did you guys hear about this
one? I saw it. I didn't want to open the page for fear.
And they're cute little tutus, you know? Now that's where Manny and Captain Jim are right now. You guys. Yeah. All right. Yeah. What was your take on that? Go ahead.
I didn't want to open the page because I didn't
want
to deal with
you
the,
didn't want that. In
yeah,
your
I didn't want
history.
Facebook. I didn't want Facebook to start like pulling stuff up. I was like, this is not. I don't have time to curate this right now. You know, it's like I swear the first 45 minutes of my day are just like stop showing me these things.
I don't know. Maybe that's a different story.
I'm telling you, dude.
Two bodies were found in search of two Kansas moms that went gone missing for. Four people were arrested, Mom, and the search starts over giant pools of blood that were found, you know? Mm-hmm. You should be careful. You're a Kansas mom.
I am.
Usually, it's Mom who says no running by the pool. Right, Robin?
Yeah, especially the pools of blood. That's...
Well, that's how the blood got there, yeah. Is what I'm saying. The mom slipped on... Anyway, the bodies went missing. We gotta check nice. Manny's trunk. The bell.
The bell came out on that one.
Where's my butler?
I've been waiting.
Where's my butler? Go ahead, Mom. Where's Mr. Pennington?
Mr. Pennington.
In honor
there he
of
is. Hey, give me my tea, Pennington.
In honor of Thomas talking about the weather, I've got my one weather joke.
It's not the weather yet, is it?
I did mine early because that's all
you
I
did
prepared.
The weather. I didn't even know.
I can do it again.
We're supposed to go. And now to weather with Robin Savage.
Oklahoma Sports Commission asked a pro wrestling. Let's start this again. Oklahoma Sports Commission asked a wrestling program not to have a transgender wrestler compete with any women. The wrestler's name is Nyla Rose. She was asked whether the following was true. Does a Rose by any other name still have a wiener?
Have a wiener.
That's good Shakespeare.
She's in a wiener.
That's good.
Thomas, do you have anything else?
I like high class. That's good. I haven't prepared anything else for the class, sir.
Oh, well, in history, news, laughs from the past, we like to do a little segment, the history. So I'll give you a little education today. In 1961 today, you guys, today, you know, on the 18th, is the anniversary of the Bay of Pigs, you guys.
Yeah.
I always thought that Melania Trump was the Bay of Pigs.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that thing's too far away from me, bro.
Because the trumpet, you know, that's his bay.
Yeah.
Now you get it, Mom?
Yeah.
Now you get it. That's his bay.
That's good.
Yeah. His Bay of Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually the Cuba's Castro versus the USA. They had a little controversy. Remember you, Mom?
Well,
you were back then. You were alive then, right, Mom? Yeah, yeah. But here's something. What's funny and comes in cubes and it smokes a lot? Rubik's Castro. But it's really Fidel Castro. Yeah. Let me get it. All right.
I like how it says bay, but it actually is BAE of pigs.
Yes. I know how to do my jokes.
I'm just saying. That's
all right, Mom.
Okay. I've got two history jokes. This week in history, a lady by the name of Greta Waltz sets a world's record by running a marathon in 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 29 seconds.
Whoa.
Ironically, another lady by the name of Beatrice Joggs set a dancing record by waltzing for 18 straight hours.
Nice.
You got any more good stuff for us, Thomas? Or you want to hear one of mine? Or you want me to make you read one of mine?
I could look at yours.
Try reading that.
It's like cheating. It's like cheating. It's
I love it when people try to read mine. Go ahead.
That's okay, man. You should see what I have to read. I've had to communicate with doctors.
You can't read it first. You have to just go.
Okay. Funeral home collects $130,000 from family caught giving the Fams de concrete instead
dry concrete, sorry.
The ash dry concrete instead of ashes of their loved ones.
Did you hear about
and
that?
And improperly disposing of the actual remains. Oh my god, so a funeral home gave them concrete.
Yeah. Not instead one family, many families.
Oh wow.
They were just dry concrete instead.
Dude.
Finish the story.
Oh, there's no that's a signal for the back. Funeral home defends on the in the voice in the print. It's like reading after Charlie Day. Like these numbers. Or what is this, dude?
Right.
This is just you just put an ampersand here. Funeral home's defense is on the invoice in fine print. All agreements are signed. No, not set in stone.
Nice one, Ricky.
Yeah.
So what happened was the funeral home...
there we go.
They have collected over $130,000 from families. They were caught giving the families dry concrete instead of the ashes of their loved ones.
That is awful.
Yeah. And they were improperly taking and disposing of the bodies, too. That's not good. The actual remains of the funeral home, they defended themselves in saying this... They should have read the fine print on the agreement after they signed. It said, after signed, these are set in stone.
Well, could you?
And then it says,
that's way better.
And then it says this, which you didn't even try to say this one. Pop-Pop did always say that Nana always was built like a bomb shelter. That's for your Pop-Pop. Is he calling in or what?
Maybe. I doubt it. Right. He's probably eating dinner.
He's probably trying to work
his cell
phone.
He's taking care of my kids so we can do this.
How do you work this thing?
But I'm just thinking, like, what if, you know, God forbid someone passes away and you're like, oh, their last wish is that I, like, throw them into the ocean where they... And then you throw them in, and it just becomes like a concrete.
It's
like better than it blowing in your face
barge.
And you get mesothelioma.
Yeah.
All right, here's a funny thing. A snake from...
Chris and I are going to be best friends, I think.
You're going to like this one, Chris. Check this out. All right, break it up, you two. A snake from 47 million years ago, you heard about this, was found to be over 2,000 pounds, and it was 36 feet long. The largest snake or snake skeleton was discovered last week, and it turns out it was just Senator Skeletor, Rick Scott. It was Rick Scott.
Yeah.
Skeletor.
Oh, man, I even have my Rick Scott socks on.
Oh,
today.
Nice.
My Skeletor.
All right.
Don't forget.
A black Florida man was arrested, you guys. A black Florida man was arrested and accused of beating his girlfriend's 5-year-old for simply watching... Paw Patrol. You hear about this, Mom?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he defends his actions by stating they were just playing Paw Patrol in real time if Paw Patrol were real cops.
Really? They were just playing Paw Patrol, reenacting the jail, George Floyd thing.
Sit.
Paw Patrol sits
no.
Nine
All right.
minutes.
Quit resisting my dog.
Here's a curveball. These are subjects that I couldn't find something funny to say about them. I'm going to give you yours first, okay?
Sorry.
You ready, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
I only got two guests, so I brought two curveballs. Pinellas County man was arrested for abusing his wife for not letting him use the car. Heads up, Pam. Go ahead.
Heads up, Pam. Those kids aren't gonna dispose of themselves.
Yeah. She was actually driving him. Nuts. That's my thing. All right, Mom, you ready?
I'm ready.
A 75-year-old New Jersey woman is arrested for beating and stabbing an 81-year-old man. She beat the crap out of him. He tried to call the police. She knocked the phone out of his hands. He kept running. Then she started stabbing him. And now she's being charged... In addition for attempted murder, apparently, abusing an elderly when they're only 6 years apart.
Well, you know...
You think that's fair?
I mean, it's like elderly on elderly abuse. It's like...
Old on old abuse.
Yeah. 100% this is what happened, is one of them... Dementia. They have dementia, and they woke up, and they totally forgot who each other was, and they started fighting.
Who are you?
Somebody broke into my house.
Where's Martha?
Yeah. I've been married for like over 25 years, and I couldn't imagine like another 30, 40 years. I think at some point you just have to say, let's just cage match it out.
She tries to snuff the flame out of me every day.
You guys are still young, though. You're still a little robust.
You got any more news?
I do.
You got to break out some of Jim's stuff?
No, I've got...
Jokes.
I got one more.
Show me over before you finish the first one.
Yeah,
we're gonna let Chris play a song first, and then you can finish the show with some more news.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. This is the artist known as Christopher Wright, the Starlight Collector. He is the music director for Stand Up for News and Stand Up for Live events in association, which he helped me start kind of on the radio with me Stand Up for News. He let me and Professor Jay helped me do Russo's open mic that started the spark that got us Holiday Inn, that got us essentially Dave and Buster's all the way up to now, you know, Knockin' Boots. You know, we got Birdies in the mix back then.
Yeah.
I mean, without me and Chris together starting Stand Up for News, or, you know, the music part, to me, I really like live intro music at our open mics.
Right.
Kick
such
butt,
a vibe, dude. Everybody loves it.
Starts the show.
Yeah.
And here he goes. He's got an amazing song for us. Say hello. Tell us what you're going to plug. Well, we'll wait till we do the plugs. Here, go ahead.
Yeah, we'll save it for the plugs at the end.
Save it for later
when
we covered everything but plugs.
Exactly. But, oh, yeah. Ooh.
I'm getting tall. I got a call real quick. Can we?
Oh, that's fine. Then we'll get to the caller.
Sure. Hey, Hog, you got to wait.
Fair enough. All right, yeah, fair enough. In that case, then, yeah, I was going to play an original song. I haven't busted this one out in a little bit, but I figured it's a nice little afternoon, so beautiful little evening. So it's time to bring out Ride High.
right, let's take it from.
Woo! My dog! Give it up for Chris!
Nice. Good Thank job, you so much, guys. Chris. Thank you. Yeah.
All right.
Let's take it from the top, and I'm going to add more percussion in the bell, okay? Because I feel like we can really.
That's a fun song.
Like, we'll do a solo. That's a cute. And then we'll do a slide whistle solo.
Slide whistles, you guys. And the Jimi Hendrix of the slide.
This is cool.
You guys, this is the joke of the day whistle. Many and few have gotten it. Mom, finish up with a little current news for us, and then we will get into our next segment.
Do we have our hog? I got
the
hog.
Who's the hog? Tell us, buddy.
The hog could be anybody. I don't know.
Fire away. Who's hog?
Hog.
Hello? Is this hog?
This is hog with three G's.
Hog with three G's?
Yep.
How are you, Hog? This is Thomas Nicola. We're live on the radio. How can we help you?
Hey guys, I was just at home alone. My wife's out with her boyfriend right now, so I figured I'd call in and just chat with somebody.
That's good to hear. I'm glad to. Are you okay today?
She does this every Thursday.
Oh, cool. Glad to hear. What? Thanks for joining us. My name's Thomas Nicola.
Who's the Hog?
This is Hog. Yeah. Hog with three G's. Who are you, Hog with three G's? I'm familiar. I know one named Hog, but he has six G's in
his
name.
Is it Melania Trump, the Bay of Hogs?
Oh, my God.
It's the anniversary of the Bay of Pigs.
My actual name is Tony Rizzo, but I go online by Hog with three G's, so I'm more comfortable starting with that.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Tony. My name is Tom. Sometimes I portray to be Tony as well, but... I typically
with three
go by
Y's.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool that both of our names start with T's.
Is a fact.
That's what's up.
Are you okay? Are you a follower on my Facebook? This could be anybody.
My wife doesn't let me have Facebook. She doesn't want me to talk to other women.
He just listens to Stand Up For News every week.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Just a Stand Up For News fan?
Well, thanks for calling,
you like
Hog.
Stand Up For News?
Hey, are you doing anything after this? Like, you sound like you're a cool guy. And you might be, like, because my wife's boyfriend's pretty cool, too. His name's Tyler.
Okay.
But everyone that starts with T, I get along with pretty well.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm
thanks,
glad
Tony.
Amber doesn't have a headset in.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what he's referring to. Well, he's a married man.
Yeah, Tony. I mean, if you guys would love to come check me out after this, I'm actually going to be at Kava Cave doing some stand-up comedy there tonight as well, about 9 o'clock. Yeah. Or you can follow
Guy
me on
Dudley
Facebook.
Guy Dudley will be there, too.
Guy Dudley.
You can add Mario. Him to the show.
Oh,
who else is there?
Oh, up in Loops.
Yeah,
up in
Loops.
That's a fun venue.
Yeah, it is, man. Kava Bars. Really go ahead, Hog.
Does the show start at 9 and end before
9:30? I can't.
It's a 29-minute show.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry, Tom, I can't make that. My wife would kill me if she found out I left the house.
She sounds like a strong lady.
She sounds like she's the lady from New York or New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Stabbed the old man.
No, she's black.
Oh.
That still sounds exactly like the lady from New Jersey that stabbed and attacked her husband.
That could be anybody.
What is that? Crazy.
Well,
what's going on?
Yeah, I'm sorry, we
dude, that the time loop feels like I'm playing
I am
Call of Duty.
In the past, and I'm a time traveler. Yeah. All right, Mom, take over with the news. We got to run this in, and then we got to do our next segment.
Goodbye,
the
Hog.
Plugs.
Bye, thanks
Hog.
For the call.
Thanks for calling.
Hope your wife.
I got a. I got one more this day in history.
Have fun on the set of MASH.
Yeah, I got one more this day in history and one regular. Mm-hmm. So this day in history, May 18th, 1985, Wham becomes the first Western pop act to release an album in China.
Nice.
It left millions of Chinese fans exhausted after they were not used to be woken up before they go-goed.
They should relax.
They should.
Nice.
And then, dude, that's solid.
Then my last one is an Alabama woman was arrested after cops found 2 kilos of cocaine in her 3-year-old's backpack. Police became suspicious when they entered the woman's house and the toddler was dressed in a white suit and says, "Let me introduce you to my little friend."
That kid sounds awesome. That's some expensive baby powder.
That's very expensive baby powder.
All right, so now we get to our last segment. I think we covered everything but plugs. So, Mom, you go ahead and plug a show, and then I'll plug one.
Wow.
And then Chris, and then me, and then we'll finish plugging with Tom.
May 4th in Safety Harbor at Safety Harbor Arts and Music Center, also known as Sham C. I've got a show going on. Lou Angel Wolf is a headliner. Trevor Glass is the feature, and my good friend Ben Not James is doing a little guest set. And so come awesome. One, come all. Yeah.
And then, Chris.
Palm Harbor.
Oh, yes. So my gig this Saturday night, I'm not going to be at Java Cava, but I will be in downtown Tampa at this lovely place called Dracula's Legacy.
Nice.
It's this lovely little wine bar that's opened up, and yeah, I'm going to be playing from 7 to 10 p.m.,
all
so
right,
please
we'll
come
there.
On out, hang out, support the bar a little bit, watch me play. It's
going
to be a nice little groovy time.
What night?
Very Saturday night, this
I'll
Saturday night, April, April 20th. Yep, 420.
I will be at Dave and Buster's because I bartend there every day except for when I'm here, and when I'm not here, I'm at Knockin' Boots Saloon.
Doing
and then 2 weeks from yesterday, it will be the first, May 1st.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Ruth, who was here last week, on that to
oh,
be
I'll
our feature.
Her,
I think she could kill that room. It's the toughest room to perform at. It makes comics earn their medal. They got to test that medal. That's where they got to earn it, and Knockin' Boots. It'll be May 1st. Open mic, sign up, go ahead. See if you can stand that crowd. They crushed me yesterday, but I wasn't feeling good. That crowd was... Hey, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. But everybody, Michael Jokesman did great. So then
shaking.
In 2 weeks, and then Monday, of course, Dave and Buster's, round four, the last chance to get into the final four. The 29th will be the final four. 7 o'clock, I recommend you check in if you're a comic. About 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, somewhere in there, we'll have our music starting in between there, and then the pre-show starts at 8. 8:30 will be the... competition for the $150 prize, and if you're first, you go right into the finals.
Yeah.
And then nobody else makes it to the finals after that.
Yeah.
So, that's in Brandon. Dave and Buster's are a famous sponsor. They are going to be having comedy at least two more locations, different major cities in the state of Florida.
That's exciting, James. Kudos.
And it's all because we just work hard and keep standing up for the news, because the news doesn't have any legs. We stand up for the news. So go ahead. You have one to plug? Go ahead and plug your show again.
Well, you can follow me on the social media, Facebook, YouTube.
Yeah,
just Thomas Nicola.
Check YouTube. I didn't know.
Yeah,
you were
I got
on
YouTube. I got a YouTube show. I got a lot of irons in the fire. So I got a YouTube show. We do podcasts. We do like skits and stuff. You can check me out there.
Nice.
Can you send me a link, please?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'll send you a link. As far as performances this week, I do regulars at the Ordinance One's on every Wednesday. So I try to go there like at least once. Every other week or something like that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Ordinance One, Tidal Brewing is on Sunday the 21st. I'll be there. Dave and Buster's. I'll be at Dave and Buster's in Brandon, too, so it'll be a fun show.
You did play second place.
I played second.
I'm giving the people that did place their choice of where they want to be on the mic.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
So it won't be last. It won't be first unless you pick those. You don't have to pick a number.
20.
You can choose your spot.
That's a fun show, man. You guys are putting on a good time there. It's cool to see it grow.
You get basically you were the first one to play second, and then who plays third? Spike?
I think Spike.
Yeah,
Spike will be able to pick his after you. You pick your number. It's going to go right down the order. So.
Yeah. I don't care where I go, bro.
I believe that. I'm the same way, man.
Yeah.
I'll start to show out when people don't want to.
Yep.
So then, that's what's up. Dave and Buster's in association with Stand Up for Live Events. That will be Monday 22nd. Come on down. Everybody, we'll have some fun. And I guess that's all the plugs we got. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your time, guys. I appreciate it.
We're just going to do our song, I guess,
Yeah.
Knockin' Boots, we already plugged that one.
Yeah, Knockin' Boots.
Happy
I got to make it out there.
Come around and see what happens.
That's the schedule.
They don't call it Knockin' Boots for nothing because it's a 5-star restaurant or anything.
Yeah.
it's a place where I can smoke. And I can drink. Okay. There's a stage and a microphone, and then 10 feet away, they have a convenience store attached to it where I can get Black & Miles. I can get Grandma Dan on the other side, and I can get energy drinks. And it's pretty much my favorite place in the world, no matter how the stage looks.
Yeah.
I built it myself, by the way.
Amen, bro.
All right, that's our show. Stand up, produce. Stand up, produce. Sing. Stand up, produce. You can stand up, too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up, produce.
I don't know the words.
Stand up, produce.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. 12 jurors have been seated in former President Donald Trump's New York City criminal case. It came after a morning that saw two previously sworn in.